remain seated and sing 165. First, we would like to really praise and thank God that you can stay after this all day to study God's Word together. I've been a minister, I guess, almost over 10 years, and I really understand how difficult it is for brothers and sisters to spend the whole weekend at church. Because a lot of you work, right, for 5 days and then 2 days in church, and then you have no time for yourself.
对，很多在我们当中，很多都在上班，星期到星期天都得上班，星期六、星期天要来这里聚会，花两天的时间，没有留一点时间给自己，这是非常困难的一件事。
May God bless you and grant you peace and joy.
是，愿神祝福你们，让你们有平安和喜乐。
And to understand that actually this is worth it for our salvation.
让我们了解这是值得的，因为这是为了我们的信仰。
So the book of Job.
关于这个约伯记,
has any questions?
大家有什么问题吗?
I always like questions because then we can share among one another.
我比较喜欢回答问题，因为回答问题可以跟大家分享。
And then when you ask questions, then I know that you also read the book of Job, right? That's why you have questions.
所以如果你有问题的话，就说你有读这个约伯记。
Any questions? But at the same time, doesn't mean you do not read the book of Job, right? If you don't ask questions.
如果你没有问问题，不代表你没有读这个约伯记。
Okay. So let's continue study Job integrity.
所以我们继续谈到这个约伯的纯正。
Actually, in our lives, all we have is our integrity.
在我们一生当中，我们只有我们的这个纯正。
The minute we lose our way and do things according to the will of God, then our life is no longer meaning to live.
所以当我们失去了方向，我们失去了这个生命的这个意义，所以我们就没有这个目标来活下去。But
nowadays, I see integrity is no longer important for a lot of people.
但是在我看现今的时代，很多人已经没有这个纯正。
In olden days, there's no such thing as sign contract for to do a certain thing. So you shake hands on it, and that's it, right?
所以在以前呢，我们并不需要签合约来。 来，我们并不需要签合约，以前只要互相牵个手，就同意做办一些事情。Nowadays,
really, people don't care anymore. Even you shake hands, you promise, and then you just deny, right? Exactly, what you have shook hand upon, things like that. So this means there's no more integrity.
但是现今的人呢，即使他们已经签过手答应了某件事情，他会做，但是呢。 到最后，他可以食言，然后不做他所答应做的事情。And
you know, I remember one time I got into a car accident.
我记得有一次我遇见了一件意外。
Because when I was pulling out, and of course I was pulling out to go to the other side of the road, and a guy was driving really fast, then he hit behind my car.
对，当我要 开车出来转向另外一边的时候呢，有一辆车开得非常快来撞上我的。So
during that time, I felt like, yeah, definitely, you know, I was calling a cop to come over.
所以当时呢，我要打电话叫这个警察来。But
he begged me not to call the cops. Why? Because he has little children, he had infants in his car, but no babysit or nothing at all. Right?
但是他告诉我，当时呢，求我不要打电话给警察，因为他车里面 有小孩没有坐在这个安全椅上。So
of course, for me, I feel bad and stuff like that. I didn't want to get him in trouble. I say, fine, I'm gonna go get my car estimate and stuff like that, and then you're gonna pay for the bill. He's like, yeah, please, there's no problem. Here's my number, this and that. Right?
所以当时呢，我就因为同情他，我就告诉他说，好，没关系，让我把这两车拿去修，然后所需要花费的钱，我告诉你，你就把这个所需要 修补我的车的花费，你自己去承担。
And even before I went to my insurance called me, say, Rudy, I heard you hit someone, so he's claimed that's all your fault.
但是在我还没有打电话给我的保险公司，我保险公司已经打电话跟我说，对方已经说你的车撞上他了，所以我还没有打电话，他已经打电话。
So it ended up my fault. Then I realized, like, you know, nowadays people, they don't really have no check in their words. I mean, they say something, they promise, and then they're not going to carry on.
So I found that now, 现今的人呢, 他们, 说话不算话, 他们会食言,
and I told my wife this story. And then one time she was in a parking lot, waiting to turn.
她在等着要右转,
and a lady backed up and hit her.
有一个女人呢, 她开车, 逆退然后撞上了,
and I told her, she called and said, yeah, you definitely have to call the cops, make sure the cops came and, you know, make sure they write that, you know, it's her fault, she's begging to you and stuff like that. But the lady is all crying, begging my wife. My wife, oh, okay, I'm going to send you an SMS. I said, don't do that, it's not going to work.
所以, 当时呢, 我这个太太她下车, 然后就满脸哭泣, 告诉我们不要打电话。 给警察，然后他一直在哭，所以我太太就说没关系，我们就把这个车拿去修车厂修补，然后把所要付的金钱就拿给他，然后我就告诉我太太这是行不通的。And
then of course she said, no, this lady, I mean, I look at her face, I really can trust her, this and that. Of course, it's exactly the same thing happened to me, because she did that, she didn't call a cop and things like that, and then next thing she knows, the insurance company called that she hit her. Like my wife hit her, but my wife is staying still, you know. But
yeah. 所以，但是真的是如此。然后，因为当我太太没有打电话报警的时候，第二天她也是保险公司打电话跟她说你去撞到别人。虽然我太太没有错，但是保险公司已经说是她的错。
So now with there's no integrity with anyone anymore.
所以现今的人已经没有这种品德。
So that's why when we go places, like, oh, I'll be there at 11, then we go there at 11:30, we just think it's normal, right? It's okay.
所以现在当我们说我们 11点到，但是我们11点半到那个预约的时间，我们也没有觉得有什么。
But actually, we have to hold, you know, onto our words, because when our words, when they say we be there at 11, then when people see we be there at 11, then people realize, wow, really, his moral values, his integrity is very strong.
所以当我们答应别人说我们会几点到这个地方呢，然后我们真正的跟着我们所说的话到的那地方，就代表我们的品德是有一定的程度。
I mean, how many times we heard people say, oh, I was supposed to meet this brother and sister at 12, it's like, ah. 12 to them, this means it's 1 o'clock, so you don't need to go until 1, right? That is a very sad thing, right?
So especially in
our faith, no, in front of non-believers.
在我们,
they want to see if you and I have integrity or not to hold on to our faith.
所以他们要看我们是否有这个, 信仰的纯真来持守我们的信仰。
You can see Daniel and his three friends.
我们可以看丹尼里还有他三个朋友。
Even though during that time, you know, they can you know, partake, you know, wonderful food right from the king's table.
当时呢，他们可以在王的面前吃非常丰盛的这些食物。
But the integrity is that if they eat food offered, you know, from the king's table, it must have been offered to idols already.
但是他们要保持他们的这个信仰的纯真，因为他们知道他们这王上的这些食物呢，他们一定有祭拜过偶像。
And they refuse to eat the food from the king's table.
他们拒绝吃这王这餐桌上的这些食物。
But of course, they don't only just pray to God, right? They talk to the person who's in charge of. Oh, no, for the food.
所以他们不单祷告向神，他们也跟这个供应食物给他们的这个人这样祈求。
And the people who take care of the food also have to answer, you know, to the king.
所以这些准备为他们准备饭食的这些人也要向神回报。
So it was worrying. What happened if you guys don't eat the food and then you become so skinny and malnourished, then I will be in trouble.
这些准备饭食的人说，如果你不吃王的这些食物，然后吃变成非常的瘦的话，我们会被牵累。
But you can see on the end, they hold on to integrity, and they look better than all the other people.
但是我们看这。 翻译里，还有他的三个朋友，他们坚持着他们的纯正，所以他们比其他的人长得还要俊美。
So, the same thing for us.
对我们来说也是一样。
Continue on to hold on to integrity.
我们必须继续持守我们的这个纯正。
Especially when integrity has to do something with our faith and with the way we worship God.
特别是我们信仰的纯正，还有我们如何去敬畏神。
So after everything Job went through.
约伯所过所经历的这一切。
In verse 22 is so beautiful.
第二十二节是那么的美好。
In all this,
在这一切事上
，Job lost all his possessions.
约伯失去了他所有的一切。
His servants, his children,
他的仆人，他的儿子。
And all these things, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong.
在这一切事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为。
So remember when he tore his robe and shaved his head.
所以他撕破他衣服，然后剃了他的头。
This is to worship God.
这是来敬拜神。
It's not repenting, right?
不是悔改。
What when you repent, what do you do during that time? If you repent, what do you shave off your head and tore off your robe?
所以当时如果你要悔改，你是剃光你的头，然后把你衣服撕破吗？
Yes, it's different, right? It's completely different.
是如果是要悔改的话，是要披上麻衣，然后坐在这灰上。
So you sit down in sackcloth. I think usually the sackcloth is black, right? And black, and they throw ashes on them, right?
所以你如果要悔改的话，是披上这个麻衣，然后这黑麻衣，然后把这个灰放在他的身上。
And this is repenting.
那是悔改。
And this one is to worship.
所以这个呢是。来敬拜。
Why? Because he was so grieved inside his heart.
因为在他心中是多么的沮丧。
Then he comforted himself and saying to himself that, you know, naked I came from my mother's and naked I will go.
然后他就自我安慰说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
And this kind of mentality you and I should have also.
所以我们应该拥有这样的一个思维。
You know, remember that the Great Depression, 1929, right? I think 1929, the Great Depression.
我们记得1929年的这个非常大的经济萧条。
And people would walk on the street and see people jumping off the building, kill themselves, right?
所以这些人呢，他们可以走在路上，看一些人在高楼上这样跳下来自杀。
Why? Because they can't handle, like the you know, losing everything.
因为这些人没有办法承受失去一切的这。
And I know brothers, you know, also get very depressed, you know, when the stock market was doing really well and the investment is good and everybody is very happy, that the minute they start to lose, of course, they become very depressed.
所以有些弟兄呢，当这个市场比较好的时候，他们可以赚钱，但这个经济开始有萧条的时候，他们就感觉到非常的沮丧。
Why, of course, if you really look at why they lose everything, because sometimes we become so greedy, right? That's why we lose everything.
我们如果仔细看为什么他失去一些，是因为他们太过贪心了。
But if some brothers start with $100,000, then now they have $1,000,000.
有些弟兄呢，他可能本钱是十万块钱，然后赚了100万。
Good, that's a good time to stop. But of course, for us as human beings, we always greedy for more.
这应该是就足够了，应该感觉到满足。但是很多时候我们就更贪心，然后我们要赚取更多的钱。
But the thing is, if we lose $500,000,
如果他失去了50万
，of course we become so depressed. But in reality, we had only $100,000 in the beginning, right? Then we lose $500,000, we still gain $200,000. But actually.This kind of concept doesn't work inside of us.
但是如果他损失五十万的话，他只剩下五十万，其实他是从十万赚取了五十万，他其实已经赚了四十万。但是这些人却没有这样的一个观念。
Actually, this kind of concept actually it works in almost every aspect of our life.
所以这些观念呢，在我们生命的当中，很多时候都可以运用。
Now, for example, when my wife she want to go and buy something, she just bought. I told she like to buy kitchenette stuff, right?
所以我告诉你，我太太喜欢买这种厨房的这个这些
kitchen appliances, you know, like different things.
就是厨房的电器。
So the new things we into, she's into is that juicing, right? Juicing everything, right?
所以最近呢，她比较喜欢的就是榨果汁。
And the other time, I think she invited like 40 people to the house, and all they do is juice, right? They just, you know, that's the party they have juicing, right?
对，有一次她请了四十几个人来到我们家，然后他们所做的就是只是榨果汁。
And of course, the juicer that we bought is a cheap one, so it burned out because it's so much juicing. So she went on the internet, she looking for like, okay, the best juicer, you know, and this and that. And of course, the best juice is not going to be cheap, right?
所以他就很高兴去网上去找一个品质比较好的这个榨谷。
And this juice is like almost $500 that she wants.
他所要的这榨果汁机呢，将近是500块钱。
And for me, I think I'm like, what? You buy a juice $500?
我就问他，你要买一个将近500块的榨果汁。
Then I think about actually, it's her money, it's not even my money.
我在想说，其实那个是他的钱，不是我的钱。
And second, actually, when I had no money. And when I buy her thing, I always buy her the best, right? I remember I have only $750 in my bank, and she wanted a bicycle. I went out to buy a bicycle that cost $750. That's how I was, right?
我的，而且我是如果我有钱的话，我买她买给她最好的。所以我记得有一次，我的银行我的户口只有750块，然后我太太说她要一辆脚车，我就买了一辆750块钱的脚车。
On the end, my thought is that even if it doesn't matter, she spent all the money. That's what I was thinking. If she spent all the money, I'm still happy because she's with me, right? And then when I think like that, I'm like, oh, honey, go ahead, sure, no problem, buy it, right?
So, 我告诉她，当时呢，我就想，如果她把这钱花完了也没关系，因为她还跟我在一起，所以我就告诉她，你要买你就去买吧。
But of course, you know, for her, she's always right because we've been juicing so much and you buy a cheap one, it's going to break down. That's how it is. Right? You got to buy another one, right? This and that, right? So on the end, and I'm that type of person. I buy cheap things, I break it, I have to buy it. Now on the end, I can spend more money and then buying a good one, right? That's how I am.
Right? 所以其实这样是好的，因为如果他买一个比较便宜的话，很快了，这些便宜的电器又坏掉了。所以我常常也是买比较便宜的东西，然后 便宜的东西用了又坏了，然后我又要再重新买过，所以最后变成花了比较多钱。
So, a couple of weeks ago, our brother he had a really nice jacket on, right? Like, wow, your jacket is really nice.
所以好几个星期，一个弟兄穿了一个比较好的夹克。
And his wife was next to him.
然后我就说，哦，这件夹克不错，他就坐在旁边。
But his brother is not too tall. He's little, you know, he's short, and he wears his puffy jacket, right? It just looks funny on him, but I think it looks nice on you, right? It does look nice on him, right?
所以因为他这个弟兄他比较矮的，他穿了一个比较蓬的这个夹克，所以我就觉得看起来蛮好看。
And he said, "No, I got it from Goodwill." Right?
他就说我是在这个慈善的这个中心购买的。And
then his wife said, "Don't tell him that. Don't tell me from Goodwill."
他的太太就告诉他，你不要跟传道说你是从慈善中心买的。And
I said, "Don't worry, most of my stuff from Goodwill, so don't worry about it."
所以我就告诉他，没关系，我的东西都是从这个慈善中心购买的。Really,
the only thing I don't buy from Goodwill are my suits because there's nothing fit me in Goodwill. But everything else, my shoes, yeah, this shoe is from Goodwill. Everything is a lot of things from Goodwill. Yeah.
所以对于我来说，我的东西全部都是在这个慈善中心购买的，除了我的外套以外，因为外套都不是很适合我。
But actually, my wife just the opposite.
所以我的东西都从这个地方买，但是我现在跟我的不一样。Of
course, she wants really cheap things. I mean, she wants a really good product for really cheap, right?
她要的是非品质非常好的东西，但是要又够便宜。And
sometimes it takes a long time for you to do research and stuff like that on the internet. Like just buy it because you drive me crazy with searching and ask me this, ask me that, right?
所以有时候她在网络上做了非常多的这个。 做很多功课，然后去为了要买某一件东西，很多时候我就告诉他，你就把它买了。
Actually, reason I share this all this story because actually on the end, actually, as long as we have one another, really enjoy yourself. Buy whatever your wife or husband want. As long as it's not crazy stuff, right? But you know, thing that is, you know, reasonable, it's okay. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
很多时候我的出发点就是，只要我们有了跟我们配偶在一起。 花多一点钱买这些东西，其实没什么大不了。Why?
Because when Job said, "Naked I came out of my mother's womb," actually this is wisdom, very wisdom.
所以，约伯在这里说，我出生出于母胎，其实这句话是一个智慧的语言。Of
course, we should not overspend and buy everything we don't need. I mean, that's, you know, that's another story, right?
当然，我们不要乱花钱，然后买一些我们不需要的一些物品。And
begins then in chapter 2.
第二章。
And then there was a day when the Son of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
所以，又有一天，神的众子来
And once again, Satan, he came to, you know, came with them. And then God asked him the same question, hey, where do you come from? And he answered the same thing, from going to and fro and on the earth. And from walking back and forth. So the question is, if Satan is so evil, why do God allow Satan to just be there in his presence? Why?
Can
anybody answer that?
有没有人可以回答这个问题?
It seems like God is very friendly with Satan. Hey, hey, you come. Hey, how you doing? Right.
看起来好像神, 跟这个撒旦, 其实, 很友善.
It's like, hey, where you been? Where you been? Where you, what you been doing? What are you up to? You know, like that.
那人家问撒旦, 哎, 你到底在哪里? 你去哪里? 最近到了哪里去?
So how do we answer that? What is the proper way to answer this question when people say, why do God allow this evil to be in His presence?
所以如果人家问为什么神让这个撒旦呢在他的面前呢, 我们要怎样回答这个问题?
Any thought?
有什么?
It's no right and wrong answer. It's just some thought that we can answer those, you know, who ask this kind of question, right?
所以我们有没有什么想法? 关于这个问题。所以这几姐妹是说，因为神是爱，所以即使魔鬼是非常邪恶，但是他还是可以接纳撒旦。
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, there's a fine line, right? Because even though God, He accepts everyone, but He hates evil, right? The Bible says He hates evil. And actually, no, evil is abomination to Him.
其实罪呢是在神的眼中是为恶的。
So that's why we have to know more background of Satan. Why does he go in front of God?
所以我们要知道为什么撒旦呢要来到神的面前。
If you read other books and stuff like that, why does he go in front of God? To do what?
如果我们看其他书，为什么撒旦要到神的面前呢?
Yes. That's his name. He go in front of God to accuse, like God's children. Accuse people. That's what he does.
所以这个撒旦呢到神的面前呢是为了诬告神的儿子。
So for example, he roaming to and fro around the earth, and then he see us as God's children, he would go to God, hey, Deacon Patrick last week was a naughty boy. Right? He say that to, would say that to God, right?
所以如果这个撒旦呢遍地游行，他可能说，哦，上个礼拜，自己到神的面前告状说，我上个礼拜，这个 Patrick 只是他是一个顽皮的孩子。
It makes sense. That's why God said to him, hey, have you considered my servant Job, right? You have something to say about him? Do you have something to say about Job, right? That's what God is trying to say to them.
所以为什么第三节神会回答说，你曾用心查算我的仆人约伯没有？
So that's why in the book of Revelation, right, that Satan, he is chained for 1,000 years.
所以在这个启示录呢，谈到说这个撒旦呢，他被捆绑了1,000年。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
This means actually Satan is very limited right now to deceive you and I.
所以那就是说，现在呢，撒旦所做的一切是非常有限的，他没有，他不可以很自由的去迷惑我们。
But at the same time, he still had the freedom to go right and deceive people and do this. God still allowed him to do that, but and then his day will be ended soon. Right? That's what he's afraid of. So in other words, God allows Satan, right, to roam around and stuff like that. Why? Because those who do not live according to God, then they be on Satan's side.
所以神呢，让这个魔鬼呢在地上走来走去，是让撒旦有办法去迷惑那些人，那些不属神的这些人。
But not only that, to the end days when he released, then Satan will go around and deceive everyone.
所以在末日的时候呢，当这个锁链捆绑已经。
So in other words, God allows Satan to go and do this, do that. Why? To see who's truly, right, continue to hold fast to their faith and worship in God.
所以现在神呢，让撒旦呢，可以对某些人呢，去给他 做某些事情是让这个人知道这个人他对神的信心是多少。
Just like Job.
就像耶伯。
But Satan knows there will be a day that he will be destroyed and then he will be cast into everlasting destruction. He knows that day.
所以撒旦呢知道总有一天他会被神弃绝然后被丢到这个永远的火湖里。
So no longer he will come in the presence of the Lord anymore. There's no way he can do that.
所以到那时候呢这个撒旦就没办法来到神的面前。
But right now he's still around and God still allows him to have the freedom to go and deceive people this and that. Why? Because he wants to see if we want to listen, you know, in a way to listen to his commandment, follow his commandment, and worship in the right way.
所以，但是神现在还可以让撒旦在遍地游行呢，是让他们来测试我们，让我们知道我们信仰，我们是否是完全的对神有这个信心。
So in other words, God allowed Satan to do to Job, just like he allowed Satan to do what to us, the same thing, exact thing nowadays.
神会让这个撒旦呢去对这个约伯做一些事情，他同样会让撒旦在我们身上做一些事情。
But on the end, actually, when the, you know, when his day is numbered, and on the end, it's no longer he can deceive any one of us.
但是到最后呢，他的时间到的时候，这个撒旦没办法再去迷惑什么人。
Of course, that's the day when Jesus Christ will come back again.
所以那一天呢，就是耶稣基督再来的一天。
So we can see then verse 3.
我们是看第三节。
And God said that you incite, although you incited me against him to destroy him without any cause.
你第三节谈二章三节谈到，你虽激动我攻击他，无辜地毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
So in Chinese, what does the word incited mean?
Incited, 激动 yeah, to aggravate.
So Satan can aggravate God, and God says, okay, let me do what you want, so you stop aggravating me, right? That's not a really good thing, right?
No, you aggravate me, right?
Yeah. And so what does the word incited mean then? Incited, right, in English. You incited me, right, to do this.
So in English, what is this incite?
What's that?Because some people say, oh, you know, God listened to Satan. You know, God listened to Satan. There must be something wrong. Right? Because God maybe afraid of Satan, right? That's why he listened to him, right? Some people will have this kind of ideas, right?
所以有人读到这一节说，你激动我攻击他。所以有人觉得说，你是神怕了这撒旦，所以神就听。
Can someone Google this word, incited? Someone have a...Google the word inside what it means.
所以能找这个 inside 的字是什么意思？
Yes. To move, right? Put into action that, you know, things like that. So in other words, don't think that, oh, God has to listen to Satan and stuff. No, nothing has to do with that at all.
所以其实呢，神不需要听这个撒旦所说的一些话。
Actually, you want me to do this, right? You incited me. You want me to do this, to move this thing against, you know, against Job for no reason at all. But I'm willing to do it because I want to prove that my servant will continue to hold on to his integrity.
所以我在这里呢，让你可以激动我攻击约伯，是让你知道约伯是一个正直的人。
Because some people look at the book of Job, it's a fighting between what? Good and evil.
所以有些人呢，看这个读约伯记的时候呢，觉得这个是善与恶的一种争
斗。Does God have to fight against Satan?
神需要跟撒旦来征战吗？
Does God have to fight against Satan?
神需要跟魔鬼征战吗？
There's no such thing as that. Why? Because God can just do that and Satan is gone. There's no fighting, right?
所以其实神只要不需要做什么东西，魔鬼就可以被击败。
Because, you know, of course, theologians use the book of Job to be, you know, to prove dualism, right, between good and evil.
所以有些这个读神学的人用约伯记来说，神。这个善与恶是两面的。
所以，
哦，是二元论。
So even some of our brothers and sisters, they also believe that, you know, right now, you know, dualism, the good fighting against the evil, but on the end, the good will prevail. There's no such thing as that. There's no such thing.
甚至我们有些弟兄姐妹也相信这个恶言论，就是说善与恶在挣扎，到最后呢，善会胜取。
Because dualism, indirectly, it means that Satan has the same power as God, right? Now they're just fighting off.
其实这个不存在的，因为这个恶言论就是说神跟魔鬼是同等的，这是不符合圣经的。
So don't get the two mixed up. God allows Satan to have a certain power. That's it. Because God allowed it, that's all it is.
所以在这里我们很简单就看到说神让魔鬼有一些权利，就只有仅仅这样而已。
Actually, the whole point of salvation is not for God to destroy Satan only.
所以这个救恩呢，不单单是神要毁灭，用这个救恩来毁灭这个魔鬼。
Because God was not the one that sinned, we mankind that sinned.
因为不是神犯罪，是我们人犯罪。
So the goal for God is for us to destroy Satan through him.
所以神要我们的是借着他来毁灭这个魔鬼。
Do everybody understand the concept? But I just say.
我们了解这个观念。
Because that is so important, because dualism, they don't talk, they don't say such things.
因为我们这个非常重要，因为这个恶言论呢，并不会说出这样的一个理论来。
And that's why they fall into the trap, they feel that even Satan maybe self exists.
所以他们就有这个。 观念说这个撒旦其实是自由拥有的，
and of course that's not true.
其实这是不对的。
So we don't want to get into that, but that's why when you talk about how God is very friendly with Satan, this and that, but actually if you read the Bible, Satan go in front of God only to accuse God's people. That's what he does.
所以我们在这里看来，似乎神跟这个撒旦呢有一个非常好的沟通。
But on the end, no longer he can accuse.
其实我们看整本圣经呢， 是撒旦要在神的面前控告我们，
but on the end he also will be destroyed.
因为其实在最后的末日的时候，撒旦会完全被毁灭。
And look at, I'm sorry.
他完全会被毁灭，然后他也没有这个理由了。
Look at chapter 2 verse 4.
我们看第二章第四节。
So Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yes, all that a man has he give for his life.
第四节，撒旦回答耶和华说，人以皮代皮。
You can see Satan knows the heart of man really well. Now don't think that he is wrong when he say to God, yeah, if Job fear you, and then if you take everything from him, he will curse you. Actually, Satan, he'll be 99.9% right most of the time. It just happened this time, he is not.
所以当撒旦说约伯敬畏神是因为你是作为 为上篱笆保护他的家，并他一切所有的。其实这句话呢，是对99.9%的人会产生的，是对的。
Really, just use ourselves for an example.
如果我们用我们自己作为例子，
when things go wrong in our lives,
在我们生命当中呢，有不顺利的时候，
do we complain against God?
我们会埋怨神吗？
And sometimes you think like, God, why do you do this to me? Right? Why is this? Why is that? But of course, later on, Job did that not because he went through the suffering. That's the
difference.所以我们会在我们生命不顺利的时候，我们会问神责问神说，为什么这件事情发生在我们身上呢？其实约伯过后，他有这样责问神，但是不是因为他损失了一切，或者因为他得到疾病。Remember
after the first cycle of suffering, and then the Bible said Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. So that is the first cycle of suffering.
所以经过第一波的这个困苦呢，在一章二十二节谈到说，在这一切事上，约伯并没有犯罪，也不以神为余望。
And what was the second conclusion of the second cycle of the trial and tribulation went to? What was the conclusion?
然后这个，当他经过第二波的这个患难呢，这个结论是什么？
Yes, and verse 10, right?
在二章的第十节,
in all this Job did not sin with his lips.
在这一切事上约伯不以口犯罪。
So that's why the first cycle of suffering, the second cycle of suffering, Job did not sin against God because of the suffering. So we must put that aside.
所以我们要了解，经过第一次、第一波、第二波的这种困境呢，约伯并没有犯罪得罪神。
But then from chapter 3, between chapter 3 and chapter 42, then there's something happened that Job had to repent.
所以 从第三章到第四十二章呢，发生一些事情，这些事情约伯必须要因此而认罪。
But it has nothing to do with the suffering he went through.
那是跟他所犯的罪，跟他所经历的这两波困苦是没有瓜葛的。
So that's why, and then when Satan said skin for skin, my skin for skin.
所以这撒旦在这里谈到说以皮代皮。
Yes, all the thing that a man have, he would give up for his life, and this is the exact same. I mean, it's true same.
人情愿舍弃一切所有的来保全性命，这是真实的。
So Satan, if he has his way, he will allow us to suffer so much to the point that we give up our faith, we give up everything. This is Satan's goal. This is Satan, what Satan wants from us.
所以撒旦如果有机会的话，他会让我们受苦，让我们受苦，一直到我们可以愿意放弃我们的信仰，放弃我们的性命。
That's why I said all that a man has, include his faith, include his integrity, he will give it up for his life.
所以这里谈到说，他一个人会情愿舍弃一切，代表他会舍弃他的纯正，他所有的一切来保存自己的性命。
Really, when you look at most people in the world,
我们看到世界上多数的人
，people will give anything to gain their life.
人会为了保存自己的性命来付出一切。
And maybe most of us will give up everything for us to be alive.
所以我们当中可能也是有愿意舍弃一切的，为了要保存自己的性命。
So that's why God said to Satan, verse 5.
所以在第五节呢。
But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face. I mean, that's what Satan said, said to God, right?
所以第五节，撒旦说，你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。
Then verse 6, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life.
第六节，神对撒旦说，他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。
So once again, it seemed like Satan is like, you know, very happy, just went away from the presence of the Lord.
所以再一次，我们看到撒旦呢，非常高兴的，就从神的面前离去。
And struck Job with painful boils.
然后击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶。
From the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. I mean, later on, right, in chapter 3, and then later on when you look at the disputes coming from the mouth of Job, you can really understand what kind of suffering he went through.
如果我们再看从第三章看下去，我们看约伯所受的苦，我们可以知道他所经历的这些痛苦。
Of course, some people say that the suffering that Job went through, he had leprosy. He had leprosy.
有些人说，约伯所经历的其实是一种大麻风。
Of course, your leprosy just become, you know, just eat your flesh. That's what it does.
因为大麻风呢的这种病呢，就是会慢慢腐蚀这个皮肉。
Then your flesh become all rotten and very smelly.
然后这个皮肉会变成会开始腐化，然后变成非常的臭。
So you can see that, you know, in verse 8.
我们看第八节。
And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes.
约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。
Of course, most of us cannot imagine this kind of suffering.
所以很多人不能了解这种痛苦。
I mean, anyone ever have boils on our body? Like it's just a little, you know, because sometimes I get burned, I have boils on my body. It's even on my little finger, you feel very painful, right?
所以有没有人在身上长过毒疮呢？我有在这个小指上长过一个毒疮，其实是非常痛。
And these boils is not, you know, it's not from you know, it's not from burning, it's just from, we don't know exactly what it's from, but this kind of boil, it seemed like it just come out from his body.
所以我们看从这圣经看到这个毒疮呢，不是因为烧灼伤而造成的，而是从他身体里面溢出来的这种毒疮。
I don't know if do you guys know hemorrhoid? Hemorrhoid?
你们知道有什么是痔疮吗？
You never heard it before?
Yeah.
But a lot of Asian people don't have hemorrhoid, right?
所以很多很多人没有。
Do a lot of Asian people have hemorrhoid?
有很多人有。
They do? Okay. Because usually those who have hemorrhoid is from the diet that they eat a lot of times.
所以很多人有痔疮是因为他们吃的食物有关。
Like people eat a lot of cheese and dairy products, a lot of them they have hemorrhoid.
所以很多人如果吃这些很多这个奶制的食物呢，例如讲牛奶或者
Of course, may, you know, also if you sit on something cold, right, just like cement, like cold wood floor and things like that, also you have hemorrhoid. And most people has only one hemorrhoid at a time, but if it's really bad, maybe two or three, right? But it's very, very, very painful. Right?
当然有些人他会有痔疮, 可能是一两到三个, 但是这个痔疮会造成他非常痛苦,
so if people have hemorrhoid, what do you need to do to get rid of the pain?
所以如果你有这个痔疮, 你会怎么做呢?
What do you need to get rid of the pain?
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture. What do you do with acupuncture? What do you do with it? Yeah. Do you break it? Or on the leg? Oh. Yeah. So usually, actually, usually they recommend surgery, right? To cut it and break it, right? Break it.
So 有些人就提议说，就是动手术来把这个痔疮移掉。
Actually, I just want to paint a picture how much Job is suffering. I just want to paint a picture.
其实我只是想让大家画一幅图片，让你们了解约伯，他是属于非常痛苦的一个状况。
And this one time I was working at radiology department, right?
Radiology.
Radiology, yeah, things like that.
所以有一次呢，我在这个扫描的这个地方工。
And one of the patients, he had all boils inside his body, boils.
所以我在这个辐射的地这个地方工作，有一个人呢，他是整身都长。
And I don't know if that time they do an EKG, but they put something in his mouth, right?
所以当时，他们当时呢就把一些 liquid.
No, no, like a tube, yeah, in his mouth.
他们当时呢就放一个显微镜放进他的喉咙里面。
And the time I was helping with the process.
可是当时呢，我就协助这个过程。
And when they pull the tube out.
当他们把这个显微镜拉出来的时候，
I never smell such disgusting smell in my whole life. I mean, even dead body doesn't smell that bad.
所以我从来没有闻过那么臭的这个味道，因为甚至这个尸体也没有那么臭。
Because in his body is all full of boil and full of pus. You know, pus. I mean, it's disgusting. Right before dinner, we're talking about this, but. For me, Job, when he's full of boils, when he used the parched, what is the parched?
所以我要说的就是，这个人当中为什么他会这么臭呢？是因为他身体里面有很多。
What does Chinese say, parched?
当我们这里谈到这个。
He scraped himself, right? Instead, in the exhibition with parched, right?
这个约伯谈，在这里谈到约伯，他坐在炉灰中拿瓦片。 It's quite is the one on the roof, the 瓦 is. 瓦是天花，不是。The thing that the tiles on the rooftop is called.
Oh, okay, yeah. So pot shed is like it's a broken part of pottery, things like that. It's broken, then you take it and you scrape yourself. That's how much suffering he's going through.
所以我们在这里看到，他是拿了瓦片，就是破碎的这种。
So in other words, if you and I use that to scrape ourselves, we'd be full of pain. But for him, it eases him because the boil was so much pain, right? The boil was so much pain on him.
对我们来说呢，这个拿这个瓦片来刮自己身体是非常疼痛的。但是他因为太过疼痛了，所以他才拿这个瓦片来刮自己。
And can you imagine if you were his wife?
如果你是他的妻子。
There's no way. I mean, you can look at him. He's full of suffering, right?
如果你作为他妻子看着他，然后他是那么的受苦。
And for me, I mean, even I have a little cold, and I'm like a little baby to my wife, right? Really, I'm like that, and my wife was saying, stop being a baby, right? But men, we cannot handle pain, you know, too much, right?
所以当我生病的时候，就是一点感冒，我就好像一个小婴孩一样。我太太就常常告诉我，你就不要当一个小孩子。然后我这个男人就是这样，不能承受这个疼痛。
I'm sure when his wife looking at him when he's full of suffering, is all his wife tell me, "Hey, die already, right? Die already."
所以，当他太太看到他整身都在这个痛苦当中，所以他太太就告诉他说，你就咒诅神，然后去死了算了吧。
And of course, look at verse 9.
我们看第九节。
That's why then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity?"
所以他第九节，他妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？”
And he said, "Curse God and die already."
所以你应该弃掉神死了吧。
But in verse 10,
第十节,
But he said to her, You speak as one of the foolish women speak. You know, actually, Job really, he's really full of wisdom. The way he yelled at his wife, it's a really nice way to say it, right?
So,所以我们看到约伯呢，他是个非常有智慧的人，因为他跟他太太说话的语气也是可以看得出来。
Can you tell why you know he said right? But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speak.
他这里说你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。
So what is so great about saying that? Why, I mean,
为什么这句话是一个有智慧的话呢?
I don't, you understand what I'm asking? Like, this is wisdom, right? Because when you say something bad to someone, right? But the way he said it, actually, he said in such a way that, hey, you know, don't speak like, you speak like one of those foolish women speak, right? So now it's not you, you just like them, right? You understand?
所以他在这里告诉他的妻子说，你说话像个愚顽的妇人一样，就是说你不是一个愚顽的妇人，但是你的一举一动好像是一个愚顽的妇人。Maybe
most of us would say, why are you so foolish speaking such a way, right?
我们可能会直接告诉他说，为什么你这样讲话？
If we say that, that's it, that's over. You know, the conversation is over.
如果我们这样讲话的话，这我们就。 这个对话就到此为止。
But instead they say, you speak as one of the foolish women speak, and I would ask, I'm not saying that you are foolish, but you speak like them, so stop speaking like them, right?
所以他这样说，你说话像个愚昧愚顽的妇人一样，就是说你不是一个愚顽的妇人，但是你却这样讲话，希望你不要这样，只要说这样的话。
Then another thing to look at him and say, shall we indeed accept good from God?
所以继续他继续说，难道我们从神
Why is this when he said it is good? Why it's good when he say that?
为什么他这样想呢?
Can you see like the way he talked to his wife? I see he's full of wisdom, right? Full of wisdom.
所以他跟他太太谈话当中，我们看到他是非常有智慧。
Remember, Job is not in his right state of mind, right? He's full of suffering, and his wife termed this, right? But you see when he speaks, very calm, right? Very calm.
所以我们不要觉得说。 这个约伯在这时候是非常，就是约伯在这时候是整身都是在痛的，但是他却可以心平气和的这样跟他的太太说话。
What comes to your mind when you say, shall we indeed accept God from good and shall we not accept adversity? What do you see when he says things like this?
难道我们从神手里得到福也不受祸吗？ 我们从中可以了解到什么？
Any thought about this verse? Deacon Patrick, what do you think?
我们这一节可以看到什么呢?
Okay, it's all from God, yes?
所以他对约伯来说，他知道这一切都是因为神。
But with his wife, right? With his wife. By now he's talking to his wife, right?
现在他跟他的太太来做个对话。
But after he said this, remember then, his wife kept quiet. She did not say anything else. But very few women, if you say something like this, no way, they continue to on, go on. Really, it's normal, right? But because of his wisdom, the way he speaks, then his wife is very quiet.
So,
See, when he says, shall we indeed accept good from God and shall we not, what is he saying to her? I mean, how does he communicate with her?
So, 我们在这里看到说，他说, 难道我们从神里所得到福也不受祸吗? 他要跟他太太, 传达是什么信息呢?
Even though his wife is speaking foolishly,
即使他的太太说话像愚顽的妇人一样,
See, we can see they say, shall we, But he included himself in this process. Right?
他在这个整个过程当中说是我们。
So in a way, he's saying that actually, you know, we shouldn't be foolish. He included himself. Not he did not pinpoint his wife, but he included himself to go through this whole process together.
所以他在这里说，当我们难道不难道我们从神那里得到福也不受祸吗？ 所以他是把自己圈在里面，就是我们一起。
So and then he said, look, God only not only blessed me, but he blessed us.
所以他要说, 神不单祝福我, 他也祝福我们。
And now, actually, his wife has nothing wrong with her, but he just say that, oh, we also will accept adversity too.
So in other
words, he understand, look, I know that you see me that I'm really full of suffering, but his wife, there's nothing wrong with her, right? Remember, he's nothing wrong with his wife, but he can understand what she's going through, see him the way he is. So that's why I say, you know, we receive good from God, we also receive adversity. But even though his wife did not, nothing's going on with her, but he knows her heart, what she's going through.
So, 即使他太太身上没有长什么东西，也没有什么病痛，但是他可以了解他太太的心境，所以他说：“你说，我难道我们从神那里只得到福，也不得也不受祸吗？”所以他从中可以说，他可以了解他太太的用意。
Maybe if I was Job, I said, "Oh, why you say things stupid things like that? Because you don't understand what I'm going through." Right? And look at you, nothing happened. God didn't even do nothing to you, right? That's why you don't understand, right?
So 我们可能会说，你看，神在你身上也没有让你得到什么病痛，所以你完全不能了解。
No, I remember one time, I still feel sad about this.
So 我记得有一次，我也因为这件事情也感到有点沮丧。
So the last trip when I went to Africa, I lost like 25 pounds, right?
所以上一次我去非洲呢，我的体重减轻了25磅。
So of course when I came back, I didn't have time really to eat. I didn't have time to eat when I came go from Ghana and went to I think Heathrow Airport and then came to San Jose.
所以我当时呢也没有时间吃饭，因为我直接从Ghana飞到这个伦敦，伦敦再飞到圣何西。
So when my wife picked me up, I say, "Honey, let's go to eat in a restaurant."
She said,
no, I said to honey, let's she doesn't call me honey.
So I told my wife,
she said, no, we have to go home.
她说,
and for me, I'm like, you know, I'm starving. I want to go and eat.
所以我告诉我太太，其实我头脑在想, 我是非常饥饿的,
she's like, no, because my wife, she cannot keep secret and stuff like that. So she doesn't know how to answer me. She's like, no, we have to go home, right?
所以我太太因为她不知道如何守秘，所以她就告诉我说，不然我们要赶回家去。
And I was yelling at her, like, you don't understand how hungry I am. You know, I've been in Africa 30 days, you know. What? And then she started crying.
当时呢，我就喊说，你不知道我有多痛苦，我在。 在非洲已经二三十天没吃了，所以我非常的饿。
So what happened? She had brother and sister at home to give me a surprise party when I got back, but she didn't know how to, you know, how to tell me. Said, "No, we have to go home. We have to go home."
对，因为她其实在家里已经准备好一个惊喜的一个派对，所以她不知道如何守密，所以她一直说我们要回家，我们要回家。
And the reason she cried because she understand how hungry I was, because I've never insisted eating that much, you know. But I was insisting eating, but she understood that, so she cried because I was very hungry. But at the same time, you must bring me back to the house because all the brothers and sisters are waiting for me there.
所以当时呢，她哭是因为她了解我是多么的饥饿，因为我从来不会。 不会这样说，我非要吃不可。但是他为了要让我回去，给我一个这个惊喜的派对，所以他就流泪。
So when I got to the house, I opened the door, and all the boys say surprise, and I feel so guilty.
所以当时呢，当我回到家的时候，看到这弟兄姐妹给我一个惊喜，所以我当时感觉到非常的内疚。
But Job truly understand the heart of his wife, how she would feel, because she, you know, he's going through this suffering, and she's also going through this suffering.
所以约伯呢，他完全可以了解他太太所经历的这些困难，他有经历他的困难，但是他也了解他太太的心境。He
did not say, "I'm the one that's suffering, you're not suffering," but he said, "No, we, right? We are suffering together. Why? Because his suffering is also her suffering."
所以他在这里说，不是我在受苦，因为他了解他跟他的太太也在受苦，所以他是说我们也在也从神那里也要得到这个也要收获。
And quite often, actually, as you know, for wives, this is what they go through, right? As husbands, we really should understand this.
所以很多时候就是, 太太所经历的, 所以作为先生, 我们必须要了解这一点。
So that's why, you know, everything that we go through ourselves, actually our spouse will go through also.
所以我们所经历的一切呢, 我们的配偶也会经历。
And the same thing for children. Your children, when we go through something, you know, our parents will also go through it.
所以对于我们的小孩子呢, 他们所经历过的, 作为父母也会经历过。
Remember when God asked for Abraham to bring Isaac to the mountain to sacrifice him.
所以我们记得当神叫这个亚伯拉罕把这个以撒带到这个山上去献祭。
What was the mountain's name?
那个山的名字叫什么?
Anybody remember the mountain's name? It begins with an M. Moriah, right? Yes, the mountain of Moriah.
所以这个山叫,
you know what Moriah means?
这个名字叫什么呢? 这个名字的意思是什么?
Moriah means bitterness of the Lord.
这个山的名字叫神的痛苦。
Why does it mean the bitterness of the Lord? Why? Why do you think that is?
为什么这个山的名字叫神的痛苦呢?
Why do you think God wants Abraham to go and bring his son? There's many mountains, right? Why the mountain of bitterness of the Lord?
为什么这个摩利亚的意思就是神的痛苦? 为什么神要叫这个亚伯拉罕把以撒在这个山上而献祭呢?
Why do you think? Why?
你觉得为什么是这样的?
Yes, you have to sacrifice your own child. Or what's that to God? What's God saying to Abraham?
所以你要,
yes, he feels his pain. You can you bring him to the Mount Moriah, the bitterness of the Lord. For me to ask you to sacrifice your son is also very bitter and very painful for me too. Right? A lot of things in the Bible is also like this. Right?
叫他到这个摩利亚山去献祭，是因为神可以了解亚伯拉罕要经过的痛苦。
No, when Joseph suffered,
当约瑟他经历这些苦难的时候,
and the Bible says actually God was also suffer with him. Right?
圣经也告诉我们，神与约瑟一起同受苦。
Actually, you know, everything in life is like this. You know, and our relationship with Lucius Christ and also with our family members. So don't feel like we're the only one that's suffering. Actually, many of us suffer when we suffer.
所以其实在我们生命当中也是如此, 当我们在受苦的时候, 很多人都与我们一起受苦, 连神也会跟我们一起受苦。
And that's why sometimes we say, oh, Job's friend, they don't know what they're doing, right? They don't know what they're doing.
所以很多时候我们说约伯的朋友不了解,
and you know, they were not so loving to a Job.
这约伯的朋友呢, 没不是对,
but actually, that is not true at all.
其实这是,
look at verse 11.
我们看第11节,
now, when Job's three friends heard of this adversity that he had come upon him, each one came from his own place.
So, 亚马伦、索法，听说这一切的灾祸临到他身上，个人就从本处约会同来。Okay,
so Jehua, I just read the three names out, right? So we have three friends, right?
所以他这里三个朋友的三个名字。First,
for the three friends to hear what happened to Job, they must hear about him, right?
所以在这三个朋友，他们必须要听闻关于约伯的事情。
Sister, who's your best friend? Sister, who's your best friend? You have a best friend? You have your BFF? You don't have BFF?
Family are
Linda. Oh, okay. Do you know everything's going on with her every day? When the last time you talked to her?
Yesterday.
Oh, wow, that's pretty recent. I was surprised, like last week, like see, last week, now the whole week, nothing, you don't know what's going on with her, right? But it was only yesterday, right?
Oh, so Sophia's friend is Linda. Linda is in Austin. And 他说他昨天刚刚跟Erlinda通了一次电话，所以他知道Erlinda现在在做什么。So
whatever she's suffering, you probably already know, right?
So Erlinda所经历的一切，他都能了解。
But are you there for her? No, right? You can't. You have school.
但是他没有
But Josephin, they, I'm sure they're busy too, right? Right? Not really. Well, quite often we think, oh, Job's friend has nothing to do, right? They just, oh, you are sick, let me go and visit you. No. This whole process, three friends getting together, that's a very difficult thing to do, first of all.
Right?
Even your BFF is sick and this and that, you probably can't even go there, right? So you're busy, right? At school, and then your parents won't let you go, things like that, right?
即使你的朋友是生病了，你也没办法去探望他，是因为你学校的课业，而且你父母亲可能也不让你去。
But for them to, you know, to hear what's going on with Job.
对于这三个朋友，他们要听说有这个灾祸。
This means they are good friends. And then for them to do something about it, this is even better friends. I mean, there's not too many people and they tell me something wrong with them, I'll get on an airplane and go and see them. I haven't done that. You know, it just doesn't happen.
所以我们还没有试过有人发生什么事，我立即就坐了一个飞机就去探望他。我还没有这样做。
Of course, most times things like this happen if your spouse is sick, if your parents are sick, then you will take that effort to go and see them. But friends, come on, friends. Right? Really, we just don't have the same concept anymore.
所以我们的如果是我们的家人或我们配偶或者是我们的父母亲 有遇到一些困难，我们可能会坐飞机，然后去探望他们。但是对于朋友，我们可能没有这份的爱。
No, when the old brother, when the old brother's brother Solomon in Hawaii, actually we are very close. He's just like my father, right?
所以在夏威夷的这个Solomon弟兄呢，他就好比是我的父亲。
The first time had a stroke.
第一次他有这个。 这个中风,
I wasn't there. I mean, I didn't even go there to see how he's doing, right?
我并没有到那里去探望他。
Then he had the second stroke.
他有第二次的中风。
I wasn't there yet.
我也不在那里。
Then he had third stroke. I wasn't there.
他有第三次中风, right? 我也不在那里。
The only time I go there is when I have to go and do visitation there, and then I see him, oh, thank God, brother, you're okay, right?
所以我去探望他的时候，是当我因为被派到那里去驻地注目，所以我看到他的时候，我是告诉他说：“哦，感谢神，你。”
And I'm very close to him, right?
其实我跟他是非常亲密的。
But I never thought once, oh, let me fly over there, take my vacation. I don't know what kind of vacation I have, but take my vacation and go over there. I mean, that wasn't come to my mind at all.
但是我却没有想到说我要买一张机票飞到那里去探望他。
But you can see his friends. They got together, they make an appointment together, and they want to come, what? And to comfort and grieve with him. Grieve with him.
但是我们可以看到，这三个朋友去，当他们听到这一切灾难临到这个约伯的身上，他们就个人就从本处约会同来为他悲哀、悲伤，为了安慰他。
So the intention was very pure and very good.
所以他们
Why? Because they just want to go and grieve with him and just comfort him. And then look at verse 12.
我们看第十二节,
and when they raised their eyes from afar.
当他们, 远远举目观看,
this also to tell us, you can see that actually they are looking forward to see the friend Job.
所以这里告诉我们他们是 很向往去探望这个约伯。
They want to see how he is doing.
他们要看 这个就是看约伯他的状况是如何。
That's why they say they raise their eyes from afar. They show us that actually they looking forward to see and comfort Job. That's why they say such a word.
所以他们远远地举目观看，就代表他们非常向往去探望约伯。
But when they raise their eyes from afar, they did not recognize him.
但是他们远远举目观看的时候，却认不出他来。
Maybe they were too far. They couldn't see him very closely. Right? I'm just joking, but yeah.
可能他们太远看不到，看不清楚，看不见约伯。
But they did not recognize him.
但是他认不出他来。
I mean, think about this, right? If something happened to Jehua, no matter what, you still recognize him, right?
所以如果有什么事情发生在杰华身上，但是你应该还会认出他。
The way he's built, right? Stature is a little bit different than, right?
所以他的体型比较不一样。
Yeah, right. You just know, right? Even you put some kind of face mask on, you know Jehua, right?
所以即使你把一个面罩 待在他脸上，你都会认出是他。
So in our actually here, Job must be in such a bad situation.
所以我们可以看到约伯呢，他的状况是非常糟。
Actually, when they say they not recognize, of course they recognize him, but they don't recognize him away because he is so much, you know, he has so much boils on him, and I mean from his feet all the way to his head, and he just, I mean, he's a mess. He's a complete mess.
所以他们认不出他，是因为他。他已经不再是以前的约伯，因为他的从脚掌到头顶都长满了毒疮。
And then they said they lift up their voices, right? Their voices.
然后他们就放声大哭。
And wept.
And 然后就放声大哭。
So now they show us that, you know, the pain that Job had is also is the pain of his friends. His friends also feel that pain.
所以这里告诉我们，约伯所经历的这些痛苦呢，他三个朋友也能了解。
You know, because you know, quite often we can see that, you know, when a loved one passed away and when we see it, we just cry it out, right? So loud, we lift up a voice and cry and wept, and then we have no more strength, right, to do it. This is the bitterness, right? This is the sorrow that we feel inside our heart.
所以当我们看到我们所亲爱的人呢，他们过世，我们会放声大哭。当大哭过后呢，我们就完全垮了。所以这个就是他们的表现。
And each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven.
个人撕裂外袍，把尘土向天扬起来。
Remember, this is not repentance, right? This process also not repentance.
所以我们要了解这一个过程并不是悔改。
They did not see Job is full of stuff and like, oh, Job sinned against God. Let you put sackcloth and ashes and repent, right? No, it has nothing to do with that.
所以他们不是说哦，远远看到约伯就说哦，约伯犯罪得罪神，然后就披上这个麻衣，然后放上了这个灰尘来。
And look at verse 13.
我们看第十三节。
So they sat down with him on the ground.
他们就同他在地上同坐。
7 days, 7 nights.
7天7夜。
And no one spoke a word to him.
一个人也不向他说句话。
For they thought his grief was very great.
因为约伯极其痛苦。
For me, this is love from his friends.
所以这可以看得出他朋友对他的爱。
Now there's one brother in Africa. He had a skin eating disease, a flesh eating disease.
所以在非洲呢，有一个弟兄，他有了一种会腐蚀这个肌肉的这种。
You know, every day, you know where he sleeps.
知道他每天。
He sleeps outside.
他睡在外面。
Because the smell of his, you know, the flesh-eating disease smells so bad, his children, his wife, do not want to go next to him at all, even in the same compound, right? He has to go far away to sleep by himself.
所以因为他有这个腐蚀的这种疾病呢，所以他会非常的臭，所以他的妻子跟儿女都不想亲近他。
First, they don't want to hear him all, you know, in pain, right? In pain.
第一，他们不想听到他。他的哭嚎。
And then the wife showed me that, oh, he smells so bad. He smells so bad.
然后他的太太就告诉我说，他闻起来非常的臭。
Can you imagine Job from his feet to his head, full of boils and pus? He must smell really bad.
你可以试想说，因为这个约伯呢，他从脚掌一直到头顶，他都充满了这个毒疮，所以他闻起来是非常的臭。
But look at his friend.
但是我们看到的朋友。
His friend sat there for 7 days and 7 nights in ashes and did not say one word.
所以他的朋友就跟同他七天七夜坐在这个地上呢，一句话也不说。
Why? Because the grief is very great.
因为这个痛苦呢是。因为他极其痛苦。
So what does this tell us when people go through suffering, right? How should we approach them?
所以当有人经历过这种痛苦，我们要如何来面对这种事情呢？
What do you guys think? What, you know, this the way Job's friend did, right? What do we learn from this when we go to those who, you know, lost a loved one, those in great pain? What should we do?
所以我们如果去拜访一些人，他们刚刚失去他们的亲人，我们该做什么呢？
Okay, be there for them. Yes, be there for them.
就跟他们同在。
And be there for them in what way?
就如何怎么与他们同在呢？
In what? Okay, don't impose yourself on them. Okay.
不要把自己的这想法放在他们身上。
Can you imagine Job's three friends going to see Job? Oh man, what's the matter with you? You know, what does this thing happen to you, you know?
所以如果约伯的朋友见到他的时候，然后就告诉他说，啊，你发生了什么事？
You know, because sometimes, of course, the people who visit, the people who are sick and stuff like that, we're the one who cannot handle it, right? That's why we act out, right? Because we cannot just stay there and do nothing, because we ourselves, we are anxious, and you know, we feel for them, so we all do some kind of crazy stuff, right, when we visit people.
所以当我们去拜访一些失去了，或者经过痛苦的这些人呢，我们没办法来很好的来保持我们的这种压抑我们的心情，所以我们就会做一些很诡异的这种行为。
No, because when Sister Agnes was in the hospital,
然后这个Agnes姐妹就在这个医院里面。
And of course, many brothers and sisters went to visit her.
很多弟兄姐妹都去拜访她。
But she said that so many brothers and sisters really give her so much suffering. Right?
她说很多弟兄姐妹呢给她非常多的这种痛苦。
And I asked her, what do you mean by that?
我就问她这是什么意思呢？
Because every time brothers and sisters come, they always ask her, hey, what's going on? What's the update? What's this? What's that? She has to answer everybody every time they go and visit her, you know?
所以他告诉我们说，当弟兄姐妹来访问他的时候，他们就问他你现在的状况如何，他必须要每次重复自己来回答这些问题。
And of course, everybody go to visit all you know at the same time too. Right? The minute you hear, oh, she's sick, everybody go and visit her. Then throughout the whole week, nobody visit her, right? So that's why you must have wisdom, right? Or if she the first day she goes there, a lot of people gonna go visit. So you know. Except for the next day, or the next day, right? But nobody's there, right? Things like that.
所以当他第一天到医院的时候，很多人都一起去拜访他。所以他，然后过后，第二、第三天却没有人去拜访他。所以我们要有这个智慧，第二、第三天才去探访。
And what did they say to Job?
这里他跟约伯说什么话呢？
Nothing.
他们一句话也不说。
Why they didn't say anything to Job?
为什么他们一句话也不说呢？
What's that? What did they say here? What did they say? Why that they didn't say anything to Job, right?
为什么他们一句话也不说呢?
They say his grief is so great. Because when a person's grief is so great, it doesn't matter what you say, it will not be right. And this is wisdom, really. Just go there and say nothing. They will feel very comforted.
Right?
But can we stay there 7 days, 7 nights, sit in ashes, say nothing? Oh, it's very difficult. But this is, you know, for us, when we comfort others, you know, when we comfort others, most of the time, we are not comfortable, right? We are discomforted.
所以当我们试着去安慰别人的时候，其实我们心境是不是很舒服的。
And this is love.
这就是生命。
No, quite often, because my wife, you know, the way she is, she's like a more, not more, what is that word called? She's like in the moment person, right? Like I hear you before, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's like a Buddhist drive up the mountain. Like, what? You know? She's in the moment person, right? She feels she wants to do this, and she does it.
So 我太太是一个就是非常突发性的一个人。 所以当他想做某件事情的时候，他就突然间说：“哎，我们就一起来做这件事情。”
And sometimes, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, she called me, Rudy, Skype me. I'm like, I'm asleep. Can we just talk on the phone? She's like, no, Skype me. I'm like, why have to Skype you? You know?
所以有时候呢，半夜一两点，他会告诉我说：“啊， Rudy, 来跟我来一个视频的通讯。”我就问他为什么不要打电话，他就说：“我们来一个视频的通讯。”
But now she knows me very well. When she calls, she texts me or calls me, she Skype me, and she hang up. Because she doesn't want me to say it in Skype, and then I have to Skype her.
所以现在她非常聪明，她只是说，她给我一个简讯说，你就跟我来一个影视的通讯，所以她也不多说。
And the thing is, I'm asleep very nice in this night, so she asked me to Skype, and then after like 1 minute, she's asleep, and then I'm awake. You know?
但是当她跟我这个影视通讯的时候，她把我叫醒了，然后来这个通讯。
And I tell her, you call, I thought you have something important to say, this and that, and you wake me up, I cannot sleep anymore, now you fall asleep within a minute, you know?
So I told her,
And that is love, right? You suffer for others. She hears my voice. I say something to her. She's so comfortable. She falls asleep, and now I'm awake. That's okay. And it happens all the time. And I tell you, it's so hard for me to fall back asleep, and hard for me to fall asleep, and never mind fall back asleep, right? But for her, yeah, she's, I'm a husband, you take care of her, and that's it, you know?
It
just happened last night, because I have a pinched nerve, I have a very stiff neck, then she wanted to Skype, and then like a minute later, she's like, okay, good night, honey. I'm like, what? I had to turn on my computer, I have to see, and then a minute later, oh, good night, honey. I'm like, what?
So,
in the morning, she texted me, how is your sleep, honey?
然后早上呢，他就发了一个简讯问我说，
I think not too good, right? Not too good.
我就回答说， 睡得不是很好。
But little things like this actually will show a lot how much we love one another.
但是因为这些点点滴滴让我们看到我们多么爱的对象。
Especially between wife and husband, between friends, we always irritate each other, right? It's just the way life is, we irritate one another.
所以，我们配偶之间的关系，还有朋友之间的关系，我们常常就会激怒对方。
Actually, for us to irritate one another indirectly, we are loving one another because you never irritate anybody else because you don't want to take the time to irritate because you don't really love them the way you love the person you love that you can irritate them, right?
Because
for sure, none of you will call me, Rudy, let's Skype. No one will call me and say that, right?
因为我们不会叫乌迪传道跟我们一起来这个视频的通讯。They
talk for a minute and you go back to sleep. You would not do that, right?
因为你不会跟我谈了一下子，然后就回去睡觉。Because
you know that I don't love you enough to put on, put up with that, right? But my wife knows I love her enough to put up with that, right? See, it's different, right?
所以因为你知道我对你爱心不够，所以不会这样做。但是我对我太太有比较多的爱，所以我会这样。
So when we look at Job's friends, we have to realize that they love Job very much. Not only one of them came, all three make an appointment together, right, and put everything aside, right? Their donkeys, their cows, their wives, they put everything aside to come to see Job. You can see throughout their action, they love Job very much. Then chapter 3 verse 1.
第三章的第一节,
after this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
在这之后呢，约伯开口咒诅自己的生日。
For me, it's very interesting.
对我来说，这是非常有趣。
Because Job spoke 26 verses.
因为约伯讲了36句话。
And none of his friends say anything.
他讲了36节，但是他朋友一句话也没回答。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because quite often when we go to see those who are ill, those who are sick, and they're not feeling well, we talk so much, right? We talk so much.
因为当我们去拜访这些病痛的人，我们说了很多话。
But instead, let them talk.
但是这里，他的朋友却让约伯来讲话。
Let them express themselves to you.
然后让这个。 受苦的人来诉苦。
And the best thing we should do is just listen, right? Just be there to listen to them.
所以我们只, 只需要作者来听他们所述的苦。
Really, when Job said, look at verse 3, may the day perish on which I was born.
所以三节谈到愿我生的那日和说怀了男胎那夜都灭没了。
And the night in which it was said a male child is conceived. Verse 3, I told verse 3.
第三节和说怀了男胎的那一夜都灭没。
I mean, for me, if I was Job, friend, the minute opened his mouth, said, "Hey, what are you talking about?"
如果约伯这样说的话，我可能第一句话就问他，你在说什么
？You are so blessed.
你是多么蒙福的。
You have beautiful children. You had beautiful children.
你曾经拥有很好的。
You had all those possessions.
你曾经拥有这一切。
And why you complain right now? You're going through these sufferings because of your sin. I would just say it out right away. But here, you can see they just sit there and suffer and listen to Job, right? Complaining, right? And this and that.
如果是我的话，我会直接告诉他说，你已经享过这一切的福了，但是你现在所受的苦是因为你犯了罪，所以这是我会讲的话。但是你看这三个朋友却静静的坐在那里听他诉苦。
Now, Job is a very funny character, right?
其实约伯是一个非常有趣的
人。Because he cursed the day of his birth.
因为他咒诅他自己的生命。
Then what is the next thing that he cursed?
所以他咒诅什么呢？
With eight, right? Say, may those curse it who curse the day, those who are ready to arouse Leviathan. Like he just goes off to, he tried to beat around the bushes, right, to curse everything except for God. That's his intention, because he's so angry and so mad, right?
所以第八节谈到说，愿那咒诅日子且能惹动鳄鱼的咒诅那夜，所以他自己想咒诅所有一切的东西，让他自己不要咒诅神。
I mean, can you imagine your words, friend?
如果你是他的朋友。
Really, I'd be like, Job, stop it already. Stop it, right?
我们可能告诉约伯，你就阻止吧。
Hey, you sin against God, that's why you get what you deserve already, right?
是因为你犯罪得罪神，所以你现在得到回报。
But no, you can see continually they listen for 26 verses.
所以我们可以看他们继续的听约伯诉苦，听到26节。
And then look at Job. I mean, the thing is, when you listen to Job complain, you understand how much suffering he's going through.
但是我们看约伯在这里埋怨，我们可以看得出他经历是多少的痛苦。
And look at verse 11. Why did I not die at birth?
在十一节，我为何不出母胎而死呢
？Why did I not perish when I came from from the womb？
为何不出母腹绝气呢
？Why did the knees receive me？ The knees received me， or why the breast that I should nurse？
为何有气接收我？为何有奶濡养我
？Then verse 13 says， "For now I would have lain still and be quiet."
不然我早已躺卧安宁安睡。
I would have been asleep, that I would have been at rest.
不然我早已躺卧安睡。
He said, with kings and counselors of the earth who built ruins for themselves.
和地上为自己重造荒丘的君王谋事。
Or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver.
或与有金子或银子装满房屋的王子同安息。
Or why was I not hidden like a stillborn child?
为何不或像隐而未现不到期而落的胎？
Actually, look at verse continue verse 20.
我们一直读到二十节。
Why is light given to him who is in misery?
为受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢？
A light to the bitter of soul.
心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他
Then verse 21 said, Who long for death, but it does not come.
21节他却望死却不得死
So we can see, actually, throughout the whole time, Job saying, I'd rather die than going through this.
所以在这里我们可以看到约伯呢他宁可死也不愿经历这一切
And even though many years of his life was very good, but just thisTime that he gone through suffering, he just feel I shouldn't even born at all.
所以他经历这一切呢，他痛苦到他宁可自己不要出生。
So this means his suffering is so great.
所以代表他经历的痛苦是非常大。
That no one go through this kind of suffering like Job did.
所以没有人经历很像约伯所经历的这些。
So you can see that Job's suffering is not only physical but also emotional and also spiritual.
所以我们可以看得出约伯他的 他这个痛苦的不单单是在肉体上，精灵上，还有属灵上也是。
Because to lose all your property,
因为失去所有的这些财物
，and including your children, actually this take an emotional toll on anybody.
所以，不单失去财物，而且失去儿女会对我们的心灵上造成。
And to be full of boils from your feet all the way to your head, this physical suffering.
所以从头从脚掌一直到头顶长满毒疮，对这个身体是很大的这种痛苦。
But the question is, what is the spiritual suffering that he's going through?
但是他所经历的这种属灵上的这种痛苦是什么呢？
What do you think that is? The spiritual suffering.
所以这个属灵上的痛苦是什么呢？
Yes. Yes.
他以为神已经不再跟他同在。
Because this man is blameless, upright, fear God, shun evil. Now God is not with him.
因为他呢是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人，但是神现在不与他同在。
And really, that's a lot of suffering to take.
所以其实这是一个非常难承受的一种痛苦。
And that's why in verse 26 he concludes, "I am not at ease, nor am I quiet." 26.
所以在26节呢，我不得安逸，不得平静。
I have no rest, for trouble comes.
也不得安息，却有患难来到。
So can you imagine if you were Job's friend?
所以我们试想，如果我们就好像这个约伯的朋友。
And see what Job is going through.
我们看到约伯所经历的这些。
And then we must realize actually he's going through a lot of suffering.
其实他经历过很多的痛苦。
But even though they say 7 days and 7 nights without saying one word.
虽然他们在跟约伯做了七天七夜，却一句话也不说。
So after Job complained, they must, you know, we must do something for him.
所以当约伯诉苦后，他们必须做一些事情。
So this they call a soliloquy, right, or a debate that is going through. So when Job says something, one of his friends will say something.
所以我们可以说这里是一个辩论会。当这个约伯说了一句话，他的朋友会跟他辩。
Just like in chapter 4, Eliphaz, you know, say everything. Then chapter 5, Job say something.
就好比在第四章呢，以利发回答了一些问题。在第五章呢，这个约伯又在回答他。
And then chapter 6, Job continue say something.
在第六章呢，约伯继续的回答。
So I mean, Job continue, but you can see that his friend patiently listen to Job and what he had to share with them.
所以我们可以看到。约伯继续的回答他朋友所说的话，所问的问题，而且他的朋友也是静静的、默默的在聆听他所讲的话。
But, I mean, when we read the book of Job, we're like, man, these four guys, they are full of wisdom. We don't know what they're talking about. You know, they talk to one another, right? This kind of poetry, kind of, you know, psalm in a way, because it's very difficult to understand.
所以当我们在读约伯记的时候，这些比较诗情画意的这些句子，我们看了也不是很了解。
I mean, who talk like in chapter 5 verse 14, you know, they meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noontime as the night. I mean, who talks like that, you know?
所以好像第五章的十四节，他们白昼遇见黑暗。午间摸索，如在夜间。所以我们不会，这不是平常人所说的话。
Actually, we read the book of Job, that's why it falls under the categories of wisdom.
所以当我们看约伯记的时候，其实它是属于一本智慧书。
Of course, actually, his three friends are very good.
而且他的三个朋友其实是非常好的。
But what's wrong with his three friends?
但是他的三个朋友犯了什么错呢？
When God says something wrong with his three friends, what did God who did God compare to?
所以当神来辱骂这三个朋友，他跟这三个朋友跟谁比？拿谁跟这三个朋友比
？Yes, God compare his three say, "Hey, you three guys, you're not as righteous as my servant Job." I mean, compare to Job. I mean, really, no one is like him.
所以当神告诉这三个朋友说，他跟约伯跟这三个朋友比，没有人可以跟约伯不会比。
But don't think Job's three friends are bad and didn't know. Actually, they are full of wisdom. They try to comfort Job. The thing is, from the beginning, they diagnose his symptom wrong, and that is because of sin.
所以其实不要以为约伯的三个朋友是不好的，其实他们是很好的人，只不过他们的诊断错误。当他们诊断错误，所以他们给予的这些。 这些, 意见是错误的。
So praise and thank God.
我们感谢赞美神。
And we hope that, you know, from the story of Job, and we're going to continue to study for a couple more hours tomorrow.
所以我们, 明天会继续再查考约伯记。
And tomorrow we'll start about the debate, the soliloquy of the, you know, of Job's three friends and Job himself.
So 我们明天会继续的查考这个约伯跟他三个朋友的这个辩论。
So now let's all rise and sing one hymn.
我们现在起立唱诗。
163.
163首。
163.
163首。